We'll get back to Blues Before Sunrise in just a moment here, but right now we're going to take over the studio with a little live music. This is Will Moore, and I am with Doug Otto and John Bailey of The Getaways. They're going to be playing at the Wonder Bar tonight at 8 p.m. up here from the Twin Cities, and I'm super happy that they decided to come in and spend a little time with us. How are you doing, Doug?
Oh, we're great. It's been a nice drive, and it was good to hear from you to, you know, reaching out to have us come in and play a little promo spot for our Wonder Bar gig.
Yeah, well, I've been playing your new album, Waltz of Pain, just into the ground. Oh. So I was like, we got to get these guys up here. What went into making that album?
Oh, well, you know, that's actually, there is a story. I wasn't exactly ready to make a record at that time, or didn't think I was. And buddy Zach Hollander, he's got a studio down in Minneapolis called The Pearl. Hmm. He had come to us before that self-titled CD in 09 and mentioned that he had this great studio and was emphasizing, you know, recording onto tape and doing, you know, stuff the old style. And when we were getting done with our Nyes gig, when they were closing up, yeah, before they, you know, they're open again now, but before they had closed, he had just kind of come down and reintroduced himself and said, hey, come on down, I'll give you some studio time. And I had a few songs that I knew I wanted to do. So we were going to do this, you know, EP thing, and it ended up turning it into a long play, and he really was helpful and more of a producer almost, you know, than just an engineer. Certainly very helpful and a lot of great insight and opinions on production and, you know, how to treat the music. So without him, it wouldn't have happened. So he did a great job in helping us and, you know, getting us in gear to make a record again,
sure,
which is, you know, always what, you know, a band needs to get kind of the next step. So
yeah, it sounds like it was going. Good relationship to keep alive then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's done a lot of cool stuff. You know, I've go over to like the Electric Fetus and see a lot of Minnesota produced records, and he's on a lot of them and does a great job. So,
well, let's start off with a song from that record.
Oh, we'd love to. You said, well, this is the title track here, Waltz of Pain.
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna say that everything is cool, and even though I may walk around with these old blues, it's a waltz of pain that's bound to fill my shoes. Waltz of pain, that's what I'm gonna do. All my friends keep saying that it sounds so cruel, and I'll reply that that's what I have to do. A waltz of pain, insane and oh so cruel. Oops, it'd been worth if there is no pain. I've always heard the saying, no pain, no gain. Yet I admit that it sounds a little strange, like watching a mouse running around inside of the maze. Waltz of pain, that's what I'm bound to do. And all my friends keep saying it sounds so cruel. that's what I have to do. A waltz of pain, insane and oh so cruel. Waltz of pain, insane and all. Waltz of pain, insane and all. Waltz of pain, insane and oh, oh so cruel.
Beautiful country waltz, Waltz of Pain. Title track from the new album from Doug Otto and the Getaways. Doug Otto's with us right now along with John Bailey on bass. And how long has this band been playing together?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of, there's sort of different steps in the history. John's been playing gigs with us on bass, sort of doing some substitution and doing some full-time stuff with us for maybe the past year and a half. Eric Struve has been... He did two of our three studio records. So he's been playing bass with us for pretty much since like 09.
Okay.
And we started playing as the Getaways. We started as a different name called like, what was it? A Stone's Throw. And shortly thereafter, that was in 2005. So yeah, it's been maybe 12, 13 years.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, and you used to have a like a residency at Nye's down in the cities?
Yeah, after Molly Mayer and Paul Bergen and those guys, they had been playing on Wednesdays for years. And then they were done with the gig, and I think Nathan Miller was playing Wednesdays for about a year. And then maybe we did 2.5 years of Wednesdays until they kind of, whatever they did over there,
yeah,
tore it down and built a new one and like a... You know, the apartment deal, so...
Right.
Yeah, we've had a lot of residencies over the years. Probably one of the longest standing, not necessarily residencies, but places that we've played since the beginning is the 331 Club. We play it down there on Monday nights after the Rowe Family Singers.
Oh, cool.
And they just celebrated 13 years of Monday nights. And I know when the Clementine Pickers, this other band, was in out of college, we gave them a demo CD. And we've been playing there for about 13 years in some shape or another, generally on Friday and Saturdays and now Mondays. So
cool. It must be good to be getting a little bit of a break from routine and coming up here for a show then.
It's great. Summer. Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, we were talking about the Pistol Whip and Party Penguins a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. That was the last time you were on.
But yeah, I haven't been up here, you know, very often and hardly at all in my adult life. So it's just gorgeous country and inspiring to be up here.
Have you played with the Pistol Whip and Party Penguins much since then, or
have I done anything with them since then? I can't remember. I do every now and again. He asked me to do one I couldn't do a couple weeks ago, but those guys are still really busy and doing a lot of stuff, a lot of fun.
If you're joining us right now, we're talking to Doug Otto and John Bailey, also here on bass. Doug Otto and the Getaways are playing tonight at the Wonder Bar at 8 p.m. Let's do another song.
Great. Well, I think we're going to kind of focus on our Waltz of Pain record here tonight. This one's called To Keep Me Satisfied, kind of a ballad, hope you like.
My, oh my, how the time sure flies, but it moves so slowly. Trouble in mind. All the people I meet most are kind, but you better be careful, Lord, you better know what you find. Give me something in the evening to keep me satisfied. Something in the evening that keeps me from thinking about passing time. Something that will dry the water from my eyes. Let it not be the devil in disguise. Give me something in the evening to keep me satisfied.
Doug Otto and the Getaways here doing some music on WTIP before their show tonight at the Wonder Bar at 8 p.m. New album is called Waltz of Pain. What would a Waltz of Pain look like? In as if it were a dance?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know, something with like thorns in your shoes or something.
Maybe. Maybe you'll see it tonight when people dance to your music.
This isn't like accurate, but for some reason I knew I couldn't make this their album cover, and I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio, but I pictured this like dance shoe, like a black leather like shoe. Mm-hmm. Just like a really uncomfortable shoe for some reason. But I was like, you know, I don't see how I can make that cool. I know. So then we're gonna skip that idea. So we went for this like kind of like the car idea.
Mm-hmm. I saw you're playing up at you're gonna be playing at the Safe Air coming up pretty soon.
Oh yeah, thanks to Nate Dungan. We got a spot over at the Ramberg Music Cafe. The 29th is Wednesday, I believe, and we're doing a afternoon set starting around like 3:45, and then we're gonna be there the 30th, that Thursday, in the morning. I think it's a 10:30 start. So Ramberg Music Cafe.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun. There's a lot of great music going on out there. A lot of cool local people doing stuff on smaller stages, and you know, in addition to everything they do at the Grandstand and all these other places.
Yeah. Nate Dungan from Trailer Trash. Yeah, that's how I know that name.
Yeah, real cool guy. Awesome stuff. So we're pleased to be able to get a stage with a sound system and all that. We've done that DFL place over in the east.
Yeah.
And that's been a lot of fun. I mean, anytime you can play anywhere at the State Fair, it's a, you know, definitely an honor and an opportunity. But yeah, we're just happy to be back in this context too. So definitely a highlight of the summer, you know, 3 weeks in a row coming up here is definitely a highlight. We're going to go to our friend's festival in Stockholm. Next week, she's got a little, she calls it a healing farm in Stockholm, Wisconsin.
Oh, not Sweden.
No, we're not going to Sweden.
I was expecting you to get on a jet.
Yeah, that would be cool. But just in Wisconsin here. And so that's called the Avalon Festival. I think you can look that up if you just look for the avalonfest.com. You can see there's a lot of people out of the Winona area and from Minneapolis, like Molly Mayer is going to be doing a set on Saturday. Yeah, Feeding Leroy. So it should be a good time. Check out the website. Cool. And then we're going to the State Fair the next week. So 3 weeks of fun. But like you said, this is the summer. This is the time to appreciate it and enjoy all this good weather and the green grass. So.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention this earlier or ask you this is how did you get into kind of country songwriting? Who were some of your influences?
Yeah, that's
up?
A great question. I think between the blues always being, you know, something growing up with kind of a real fan of rock and roll, like stuff like the Ritchie Valens, that La Bamba movie was a big influence on me when I was a kid, mm-hmm. about 6 years old when it came out. So stuff like that was, you know, there and on the radio. Stuff like Creedence was always a little more country than some of my friends would want to play. They like to do jazz and swing and some more uptown kind of music. Yeah. And I always had a little spot of it, but I guess the real catalyst, if you will, or the contributing factor was when my grandfather passed away, maybe about 14 years ago. He wanted this Bob Nolan song played at his funeral called Cool Water, but the version was the Marty Robbins version. And so that was a learning the Cool Water and then getting into the Sons of the Pioneers and diving deeper into Marty Robbins and some of that stuff is really kind of reignited that. And then it was just like, okay, well, let's just play old time music, country music, and kind of started from there continued from there.
Well, it's evolved into something really cool over time. I've been enjoying this record a lot.
Appreciate it.
John, do you have anything to say? We set up a mic for you if you want to say anything.
I'm always used to hogging the mic.
I never heard that story about how you got into the country music, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's under there for all of us, you know, just whether, you know, whatever brings you there to finding it. I mean, mm-hmm. what brought you to blues music and folk music? Mm. Upright bass?
Well, my wife was playing bass. She's in the band called The Beavers, and She played electric bass, but she really wanted to get into the upright, and we were traveling to Pennsylvania to see some of her family, and we decided to, while we were driving, you know, just do some Craigslist searching across the country, and we were in our minivan, so we just thought we'd look at upright basses. We ended up buying two on the road trip.
Oh, wow. If you didn't have a minivan, that would have been impossible.
It would have been impossible, yeah, we wouldn't have even thought of it, so.
That's providence right there.
It was. Serendipity. It really was.
Cool. Hey guys, thanks for coming in. This is really good. We got time for another song.
Thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure. This is one by request for you, Will. We appreciate you requesting this one. There's no meat left on the bone. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll go out on the road, but when I back, don't you know there's no meat left on the bone? I leave meat, mince pies, beef tenderloin, but there's no meat left on the bone. Spare short ribs, I will declare, stew with venison, wild hare, but there's no meat left on the bone. Bone. Looks like my baby, she left home. Well, I don't know why she'd do me wrong, but there's no meat left on the bone. Tight, but there's no meat left on the bone. There's no meat left on the bone. Looks like my baby, she left home. Well, I don't know why she'd do me wrong, Lord, but there's no meat left on the bone. Hold her tight, but there's no meat left on the bone. All I can do is scream and cry for a rib, a leg or thigh. I can't help but feel denied, cause there's no meat left on the bone. There's no meat left on the bone. back home. Well, I don't know why she'd do me wrong, Lord, but there's no meat left on the bone. Well, I don't know why she'd do me wrong, Lord, but there's no meat left on the bone.
Doug, yeah, Doug Otto and the Getaways. The cavalry was called in at the last second. You must be Chris.
Yes, I am.
You know, we were just John and I were just talking about like serendipity and how if I had not placed that brown package right there, you would not have gotten in on that one. That was a beautiful little thing that just happened.
Yeah, I was saying maybe I'd just roll in at the last second and play some brushes on a cardboard box or something.
That was it. You got just in time. Guys, thanks so much for coming on here. Once again, they're going to be playing at the Wonder Bar tonight at 8 p.m. And sounds like it's going to be a good time. Thanks, guys, for coming
in. Thanks for having me.